Winter, or Woman Feeling the Cold, by Jean-Antoine Houdon. Winter, popularly known in French as La Frileuse, literally A Girl Feeling the Cold, was commissioned from Houdon by Anne-Charles Modinx de Saint-Vaast, the king's secretary and councillor, official collector of taxes for the 20th arrondissement in Paris, and director general of the royal estates at Poitiers. His sumptuous, elegant Parisian townhouse on Rue Saint-Honoré, facing the Tuileries Gardens, was the setting for this figure, which was displayed in his library. The statue seems to have been designed in 1781, as indicated by the smaller terracotta model, also in the collections of the Musée Fabre. Traditional representations of the seasons, in antiquity, the Middle Ages, and above all the Renaissance, often show winter as a wrinkled old woman, and later as a bearded old man. In the 18th century, Falconet created a marble figure of winter for Catherine the Great of Russia, representing her as a young woman, sitting with her head lowered, wearing an ample antique-style draped garment hanging open at her breast. At her feet, as in Houdon's model, is an urn shattered by the frost. Houdon probably knew Falconet's statue indirectly. Here, he creates a much bolder, more innovative composition, marking a break with the traditional allegorical formulae. His graceful, childlike figure is completely undressed, apart from the shawl enveloping the top half of her body, which serves to offset the delicate rounded forms of her back and legs. This move towards greater naturalism shocked the academicians of Houdon's day, but enjoyed extraordinary success with the art-loving public at large. To modernize, there is nothing shocking in the figure's slender, sober, yet sensual silhouette so often reproduced, but the statue was undoubtedly shocking in its day. Over the intervening centuries, together with paintings by Bourdon, Courbet, or Bazille, Houdon's poor little girl, with her chattering teeth and fine blue-veined marble skin, has become one of the best-known iconic works of the Musée Fabre.